Good morning. It's great to be with you again at West Street Christian Fellowship, and I hope you're having it. You've had a good week, and I hope you're looking forward to another good week. And we're going to be reading this morning from the Book of Acts, and our talk today is headed Healthy Elements of the Church. We're going to look at a short reading that describes the very early church and some of the things they did together, some of the ways they met with God together, some of the ways they just were together as one in Christ Jesus. And we're just going to read from Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 42. Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 42, it reads like this. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone as he had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Thank God for that. Reading from his word. And when I read that, it fascinates me, it excites me when I read that, because it starts to show us a picture of who we can be and who we are and who we should be as church. It starts off by saying that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. It also says later on in verse 40 that they met in the temple courts daily. They loved to learn about God, but not just about him as like a head knowledge. They wanted to learn, and they loved to learn about him and about how they can relate to him, how they should live like him, how they can become Christ-like in the way they relate to each other and the way they relate to the Father. And they just had a massive desire to learn. Now then, when we think about this, that if they were learning off the apostles who had been disciples of Jesus. Now, a disciple is somebody who follows a rabbi. Now, the disciple doesn't just learn from the rabbi from what they say, but they learn from how they are, how they act, how they approach things on a day-to-day basis, how they do all sorts of ways they live their lives. That's how a disciple learns. Now, these new disciples were learning from the direct disciples of Jesus how to live their lives. They were listening to the words. They wanted to hear an explanation of the scripture, of the word of God. But they also wanted to see it in action. They were observant. Notice it talks about throughout the passage that they met together daily, or they shared food in each other's houses, etc. We'll come on to that in a minute. But they lived life together. It just wasn't a service on the Sabbath, which for them would have been a Saturday in the temple. They literally lived life together. They were a community of Christians amongst a community of Jews in Jerusalem. They were a community within a community who impacted the broader community. It tells us at the end of the passage there that they had favour with all the people. They're enjoying favour with all the people. Why? People saw this amazing community who had a love, who had a care, who had a compassion, who basically lived out what they talked about. They didn't just speak a good life. They showed and they lived that standard of Christ-like living in their community and impacted their community. Also says that they had fellowship. It talks there in the very start. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. They had fellowship. It talks later on about they ate together in each other's homes and they broke bread together. I want us to think about that. They welcomed each other into their homes. Basically, what is mine is yours. What is mine, I'm going to use in the way Jesus was used it. I'm going to meet with people. I'm going to iron sharpens iron, it tells us in the Bible. These guys literally rubbed off each other, sharpened each other up, lived life together, learned from the apostles, yes, but rubbed off each other and did life together. They got to know each other really, really well. They had a compassion, as well as to love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. They had a compassion to love each other as they loved themselves. Now, Jesus challenged the disciples, didn't he, to love each other as I have loved you. That's what they did in welcoming people into their homes, in breaking bread with them. Now, breaking bread wasn't just the Passover meal they would have had once a year, but the breaking bread was what they did on a daily basis with each other. They, not everyone could fit into one home, because remember, 3,000 people had become Christians on the day of Pentecost. This is soon afterwards. But they met in different homes. They invited people in. They welcomed people into their homes. When you would have been welcomed into homes, they'd have washed each other's feet. They would have made sure people were clean and ready to recline, ready for the meal. There was a process of care, a process of fellowshipping, a process of sharpening off each other, a process of encouraging each other, but also a great generosity towards each other. They didn't see what they had as theirs personally. They saw what they had as theirs collectively. It tells us later on, doesn't it, there, that if anyone was in need, it says here, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They saw each as everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone who had need. They looked after each other as Christ had given his all for them. They gave their all for each other. No one had need. There was a great generosity of spirit, a great blessing of spirit. And that's what they had, and that's what they were doing. It also tells us that they prayed together. They had that great relationship with each other, but their primary great that was built upon their strength, their relationship with God. They prayed and they broke bread together. Now, prayer isn't just me asking God for a list of requests, of things I want him to do. Prayer is also about me being in his presence, about me worshipping about him, about me listening to him, about me being quiet before him and listening for him, about me meditating and asking him for his Holy Spirit to teach me more. Prayer is a relational thing, not just a request thing. And that's what these guys were doing. They were learning to not just learn head knowledge more about God, but heart knowledge more about God. They wanted to know God more there, not just to know about him more there. That's the journey these people were on. Remember, they were in need of all these people would have been Jews who practiced their faith for a long time. This was like an extension of their Jewish faith, finding the Messiah. And that's where they were living their lives. So they were getting closer to God, learning more about him, learning from others of the apostles who were Christ's disciples about him, learning to meet with him more in their hearts, and actually learning to be generous to each other. The amazing thing, because they did that, their focus was on that. It tells us there, and we read that before, that many were added to the number every day. Every day, people were seeing this real living faith and hope and relationship these people had with Christ, but with each other. They were seeing this, loving the Lord, the God, with all their hearts, soul, strength and mind, loving their neighbours as themselves. And people were going, I want some of that. That actually is what I've been looking for. People were joining together daily. But it also tells in that passage that they were seeing miracles happen through the apostles. See, as the apostles lived out that life, there was a move of God through them that saw many miracles happened, from people being healed to provision of all sorts of things going on. And these things are not coincidental. If we're looking for elements of church, healthy elements of church life, here, just packaged in these few minutes, a song that it takes longer to think about. We need to discuss them. We need to think them through. How does this look in Crewe now? How it looks in Jerusalem then, but how does it look in Crewe now? How does these healthy elements of church, so when we think about building back better after COVID, and we think about that for church in Crewe, what does that look like? It isn't just about how we do Sunday. And that's, you know, how we come together is important on a Sunday, don't get me wrong. But it's about how we are and how we live as one, as the church in Crewe, all those days of the year. How we care for each other, how we listen to the apostles, how we pray together, how we see the miraculous happen, how we see people come to faith, how we share meals together, how we make sure no one's in need. All these elements of compassion and love and care that are genuine traits of Christ Jesus himself. We're his disciples, we're his followers. How do we live that out? I pray for you as Westry that you will blossom in this, that you will grow in this, that you will be excited about what God has got for you in the future, that you will love each other as much as he has loved you, not just in Westry, but across the Church of Crewe. Just going to pray for you now as I finish. Father God, I just want to thank you for West Street Christian Fellowship. Thank you for everyone who's listening to this talk this morning. And I just pray, Father God, will you teach us about how we can actually be more like your church should be in Crewe. How we can really live out those healthy elements of church, of your ecclesia, of the followers of you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hope to see you soon. God bless. Bye.